Thank you for calling customer support. May I please place you on a brief hold?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shayla. May I please place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
Zip code 18643.
Your first and last name, please.
Jonas Cani, Ascani.
Yes, ma'am. And could you please verify your shipping address for me?
210 Wilson Street in Exeter, Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. And I see here you have our diet supplements. How have those been working for you?
Well, actually, I haven't even tried them yet. But here's the thing. It was a free sample type deal, was it not?
Yes, ma'am. And they were giving you 14 days to try out the product. And it looks like you went over the 14 days, so they put you on a reoccurring shipment.
With charges, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the thing of it is, it never did specify that, and I certainly didn't want to get on you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So if you could just remove my name because I'm canceling, I don't want any of it at all.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Okay. I mean, the first, it honestly, when it came, it said something about a gift, but it did not say trial. It did not say trial because I know the difference, and that was the end of it. I didn't even give them a charge number or anything. So, okay.
Yes, ma'am. You will be receiving an email, and the email will just, it'll have a confirmation code, and that'll just assist that you did cancel on today and that you will no longer be receiving any products from this company, nor will you be billed or charged from this company any longer.
Okay. That
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's why I thought I better call you because there was a misunderstanding, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and you have a great day and happy holidays.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.